We're going to look at the aftermath of the crisis of Nasir and tensions in Juba. The Minister of Information, Michael Makuei, called on social media users to stop spreading negative sentiments online, including hate speech, which can incite lawlessness and disorder.
Yes, Minister Makuei is urging the social media users in order to promote peace, the harmony and also coexistence instead of inciting conflict. And he also cautioned that individuals who misuse social media will face legal action and potential prosecution. And so, where is the line between hate speech and the freedom of speech?
And so joining us now is Atong Majakur, a trained journalist and professional advocate, and she chairs the Board of Media Authority and is also a member of South Sudan Bar Association. Joining her as well is Nelson Kwaje, who's chairperson for Digital Rights Frontlines and former CEO and co-founder of Defy Hate Now. Welcome, Atong and Nelson Kwaje, to Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Well, first off, let's begin by defining the key terms that are linked here. We have hate speech, and then we have freedom of speech. And there's usually a very thin line that we would really love the public to understand. Nelson, what is hate speech? And then what is freedom of speech?
Thank you, Lucy. So whenever we're talking about hate speech, we're talking about incitement. So we're taking targeting and inciting people against individual based on protected characteristics, and in the context of human rights framework, protected characteristics are race, gender, ethnicity, and other characteristics that you cannot change. So basically, if you have your race, your ethnicity, your gender, your tribe, so attacking people based on these characteristics, whether in forms of a speech or text, or at times even with the advance of media now, even in terms of emojis or any recorded content, that actually constitute hate speech. So whenever we talk about freedom of speech, we're basically talking about the protected right for one to express themselves and express their ideas without fear of persecution, retaliation, or unlawful action that might happen against someone. And these ones actually are part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is also part of different other conventions, as well as also like our laws within the country.
Okay. And our laws promote freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. But Atong, are you able to explain now the thin line between hate speech and freedom of speech? Where does it become a problem?
Okay. Normally, the problem comes when you overuse, when you misuse your freedom of expression, and you step into other people's toes. So definitely, you will be told, hey, this is your line. So the line between them is very thin. You might be thinking that you are actually using your constitutional right, and that's the freedom of speech. But at the same time, your freedom has tempted with other people's, rights. So that's where the problem comes in.
Okay. Now, let's go back to Minister of Information, Michael Makuei, and he has cautioned these individuals who actually misuse the social media and that they will face legal action and potential prosecution. I mean, what ground is this actually feasible and justifiable?
Oh, okay. Last year we've all learned about the law on cyber crime and computer use, and at some points, because it was on a presidential order, it was not looked at by the parliament. It is withdrew. That is where everything is very clear. But again, there's the Media Authority Act. You know, the Media Authority Act that talked about hate speech and incitement to violence. So it is not, the Media Authority talks about it. We don't have a court, yes, But then when the issues are to the extent of, you know, harming somebody, you take them to court, to a competent court. Mm-hmm. So under Article 29, Section 29, I mean, of the Media Authority Act, it talks of certain procedures that are supposed to be taken by the media authority, because we are not a court, we don't have a special court. But when it reaches a certain extent, you refer it to the court.
So what are those procedures?
It goes to the level of calling the individual, cautioning them. That is number one. Number two, giving them, a warning. The third thing might be withdrawing even their accreditation, or if it was under a certain media house, then the media house is given the warning. If it is not an individual, and if it repeats itself more than once, it is now the person, it goes now to the level of a community, to another community. It might cause harm; some people might die as a result. It is taken to the court, and there is the punishment goes up to 5 years imprisonment.
Mm. Ah, okay. Yeah. Nelson, you're a social media user and an expert in that regard. You're one of the few verified South Sudanese on social media, that is Facebook. Is there a danger that this particular law and this caution can actually be used to target voices of people who are just disagreeing with authority and sharing their public opinion in form of opposition?
Yes, but also like this very law, when you look at under guiding principles of the Media Authority Act itself, on that is section 6. It talks about so many things. It refers to the freedom of expression. It refers to the freedom of expression under Article 19 in the Constitution, and also like the Convention on Civil and Political Rights under Article 9. It also refers to the Declaration of Principle of Freedom of Expression adopted by the African Commission on Human Rights. On human and people's rights. It also refers to the Declaration of Freedom of Expression adopted by the African Commission on Human Rights and People's Rights. So and as I said, you know, like people say South Sudan has one of the best laws, but our problem is implementation. This very law is actually, the guiding principles for it is actually very much enshrined in the right for freedom of expression. I think the issue here when it comes to the Media Authority Act is mostly focuses on media and media entities and media regulated entities, so persons of nature that it deals in media. So whenever you talk about journalists, you talked about radio, broadcasting,
media houses.
Yes, media houses. So I think this law instituted and the functionalities of it tackles that. Now, most of the hate speech doesn't come from radio stations, because there they have, what do you call it, you have so much to lose. You have a physical location, you have accreditation, you have a job and what. So from there, the danger is not that much. A lot of what we have seen in the terms of the incitement and the rest, it actually comes from unregulated media or unregulated individuals.
Yeah.
Like Facebook pages, pseudo media houses, like we've seen one recently, different names, and also individuals. So that is a very unregulated space, and I think that is where a lot of the issues come from. And I think to some extent, the government sees that they want to find their hand into that space. It is very difficult. Even governments that have all the institutions, all the resources to regulate such kind of media, it's very difficult for them.
Is it possible, though, despite the difficulty, to be able to target these individuals and find them, track them, investigate them, and eventually take them to court, like Honorable Makwe said?
Yeah, I think let's take examples for you. Like right now we have Kenya. Mm. There is a case currently of someone who wrote something to do with like rest in peace to the president of Kenya and put a picture of an AI-generated picture of him in a coffin. That case, the guy, I think apparently it was taken to court. So the court is waiting for the president to come and testify.
That he's alive.
No, that is alive. But also for defamation and such case, you need to prove material damage.
Yes.
So you need to prove that this thing actually disturbed is not something, because it's otherwise, yes, you need to prove material damage. So if you're Lucy, if something is published against you, you need to prove that as a result of that, when I was going to Miraya, some people attacked me on the road, or
my children felt
some type of emotional damage, or my employer revoked something. So you need to prove that. Now, that is a lot of work. That is a lot of work. Even if you want to implement it, how many social media users? So if the person who publishes, what about the people who share? So the mechanisms for that is very difficult. What usually governments institute these policies, what they try to do, and I think something that I've seen in other countries, they try to make an example out of one person so that they can scare other people. But it is very hard to implement like such laws on a mass, whatever. What you will hope for, you will hope to have actually an educated, and that's why civic education is important. You will hope to have an educated civic population that understands this media, and that will reduce the harm.
Okay, so the goal is to ensure that you don't end up being that one person
that
is made an example.
Yes.
Very interesting. And so coming back to you, Atong, Nelson said something about this media authority law only focusing on the media. In terms of the legal framework, is there a provision that allows for this specific caution to happen, telling the public that they will be taken to law, or is it something that is in plan?
Yes. In fact, he spoke about the media authority. Media authority regulates the media in the country. But then at the same time, we have the Penal Court. The Penal Court of South Sudan 2008 talks of abatement, and that gives the same meaning of, inciting violence. And under Article 52, 1, 2, and 3, it talks of abatement. Every person that, intentionally try to abet and convince Nelson, for example, that 1, 2, 3 is happening to you if you don't do this. So not necessarily under media authority, but we have other laws that completes each other.
Okay. So all right. So as we close this now, maybe share some of the responsible ways to use social media.
And also to understand if in the beginning or before there have been people who have been tried as a result of this irresponsible use of the media.
Yes, there are certain cases of defamation. And, people went to court, some people settled it out of court. But, I don't have to mention names. So, there are a number of cases.
Okay.
Yes.
Nelson, how can you caution people now to ensure that they don't fall and become an example to be made of for the whole country? What should people do to ensure responsible use, especially in times when there's a lot of rumors circulating, conflicts like the recent one where we have issues in Western Equatoria and Upper Nile as well, and recently as well, Torit?
I think what this is a very interesting case when you look at the conflict, because what happened is that the government might also use like emergency laws, so like declaration of emergencies and national security. So that's actually, especially when it comes to conflict, that is the other dimension. Whenever that is declared, some of these priorities might actually change.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the caution here is that like really, really be very cautious. Do not support armed resistance, like open support for armed, for taking arms, for taking people's lives. Those are issues of national security. So whenever you come a declaration of armed opposition or encouraging people to kill, to take lives, to do all these things, those are areas that actually goes out of the framework of the actual legal procedure. So promote peace. Use your platform responsibly. Do not share things that are unverified.
Mm-hmm.
And just be very cautious.
Okay. Thank you very much. In 30 seconds, Atong, your final message.
My final message is, it goes to the journalist mostly. You know, some journalists will know that they want to protect the media house they work with, and they turn to go to Facebook, their social media, and, pretend not to be journalists. to you, you're not a journalist, but to other people outside there who are seeing you on Facebook, this information is shared by Nelson, for example. 100% we're sure that this has taken place. So I'll caution journalists not to behave generally somehow and somehow not journalists.
All right. Thank you very much. So be professional and ethical
exactly.
journalists.
Exactly.
Thank you.